Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below, because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
I'm so fucking tired of this shit. Fuck this shit. Do me, motherfucker.
Fucking
you!
I have to see this hair. This hair
looks
leg, girl.
Hi. Oh my gosh. I did this on a whim.
Say again?
I said I did this on a whim.
Okay.
I'm proud of you. You know that. I hope you do.
Well, guess what? Men are more valuable than to have a woman just popping up on a dating show on a whim.
You're goddamn right.
See, this shows that having a man is just, it's just not that big of a deal to them. They just want us to be an accessory to them. We're an afterthought after she do everything else she gotta do. Maybe, you know, if I get some free time, I'll just pop up on a dating show on a whim. Maybe I'll find a man.
Now, she met this.
No,
she didn't. And when
my name is Valerie.
Valerie, your first time here?
Yes, my first time here.
How old are you, Valerie?
I just turned 50.
I'm still looking for Prince Charming at this age.
50? And what do you do for a living?
I am in corporate finance, corporate banking.
Okay.
She's independent.
Where do you live?
I live in Texas. I'm in the Dallas Metroplex area.
Texas, Dallas. You have any children?
I sure do. I have two. I have a 6 and 16-year-old.
Both by the same man?
No.
No. You ever been married?
Yes, and I'm divorced.
They are who we thought they were.
Divorced. When did you get divorced?
September 2023.
Oh, okay. Last year?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why did you get divorced?
Say it again?
Why did you get divorced?
He was a serial cheater, habitual liar,
The way that you have exaggerated this story is total lies. You are being very deceptive right now. You're lying. And you're lying because you're angry at the truth of women.
He was just a great guy for the first, what, year, 2 years, 3 years. I mean, he had to be worth something. He had to be worth a damn on some level. You married the man. And usually people don't get married after 6 weeks of dating. I'm sure you dated him for at least a year or two. And then what? All of a sudden he became a serial liar, a serial cheater, a serial narcissist, a serial fucking eater. Like, a serial eater. Like, when did he become all these things? Because now you're going to start dating a new dude and you're going to be getting cheated on by the new dude. You should have just kept getting cheated on by your husband.
I swear for a goddess in heaven, it is only patriarchy.
I ain't saying it's right, but goodness gracious. They want him to be Mr. James Bond and don't ever have sex with any other woman. And that's just not realistic. If you want an elite man, accept the fact that you're not going to be the only cookie he cracks open.
Oh, behave.
Simple as that. Or get a below average man or average man. Yeah, we know y'all ain't gonna do that, though. They want it all, and you can't have it all, ladies. You can't have it all.
Why not?
They want a man with a fancy career, a man who good in bed, a man who know how to throw on a suit, a man who emotionally intelligent, etc., 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 but he only want me. It's never gonna happen. Can you tell me all the serial shit you were? A serial nagger, a serial bitcher, a serial controller. Can you tell me about all your cereals?
Did you tell the folks that? You bitch.
Habitual liar. So many things compiled over the years that it just got to the final straw where it was best that we went our separate ways.
What kind of man are you looking for?
Definitely looking for a man who is happy with himself, who is established, who can take care of themselves, but who's adventurous, spontaneous, and looking to enjoy life and grow.
She's already there, fellas. She's waiting for you to come aboard.
adventurous, tall, handsome, financially stable. He's not going to be satisfied just plowing a woman who's half 100. He didn't become a top 5% man just plow one old hag, one old bat. No.
What?
Yeah.
Man, look at, man, hell no.
He has much, 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 much better dating options than you. And one even did you a solid and married you and gave you the stable life with the man. But you were delusional enough to think he wasn't going to step out from time to time and exercise some of his other options. Getting respectfully cheated on is the best thing an elite chaser can ask for. If you chase elite men, him being respectful and just respectfully lying to you about the cheating, that's your best case scenario.
What are your deal breakers?
Can't have any children under 3. No new babies. Men who don't know what they want. Mama's boys.
Are you laughing, bitch? You find it funny?
All the men you hollered at since you divorced your husband, the reason why they said, well, I don't know really what I want, you know, it's kind of a gray area, because they don't want anything serious with you. And they're trying to tell you that directly without telling you directly, without telling you too directly, where they can't at least hit some old skins.
He's out of line, but he's right.
Men know what they want with women they want it from. When they start making excuses, they just want to boink. You're going to keep hearing that because you're a half 100. I'm not saying you're a terrible woman, but look, you're not sexually desirable no more to men. You're not desirable in any way to men anymore. I don't know if you ever were, but nobody's checking for a grandma. I don't know if a 70-year-old man is checking for a 50-year-old woman.
You are never going to meet anybody with that kind of mentality about women, you sick son of a bitch.
And if he is, he's looking for a nurse. He's not checking for you because he's just so hot and bothered by you. He's checking for you so you can check his blood pressure and change his diaper. And make sure he take his pills.
Should he look a certain way?
Oh, this is going to be good.
Handsome, he has to be in shape. I make an effort to go to the gym 3-4 days a week. And I have no belly. I have no cellulite.
Please don't brag. Only fools brag. Bragging just shows you can shoot off your big mouth. If you're great, people will know it. You don't have to tell them anything. Just like I don't have to tell you. Understand?
He needs to be on point. See, I'm in my office and I got my rowing machine right there. Listen, I have all my weights all right there. I go to the gym. Listen, I work out.
Wow. What? Oh, my God. Word.
Right now, like I said, I wasn't even thinking that you was going to pull me in. So I'm kind of looking up, but I am in tip-top shape.
Men don't give a damn how much you work out at half a hundo. They just don't. You got 50-year-old skin. You got 50-year-old cooch. You got 50-year-old moaning sounds. 50-year-old moaning sounds don't sound sexy.
You don't know that.
It don't matter how much you stay in the gym. Women really think that offset everything. Yeah, I know I'm an old bitch, but I'm in the gym, though. It doesn't matter. He got to be fine, girl, and he got to be in shape. A fine 50-year-old man over 6 feet. I know she ain't say it yet, but we all know the guy they're looking for. They don't need to say it. The fine 50-year-old in-shape man over 6 feet with his finances together, ma'am, you're going to have to beat your daughters off with a stick. There's a lot higher chance that he would fuck one of your daughters before he would want to fuck with you.
You can't handle the truth.
Can you believe these women are still shallow with gray hairs everywhere? It take a lot of nerve to be a shallow, superficial bitch at half 100.
Teeth must be white. You have to have nice white teeth, too.
Okay. What about money? Should he make a certain amount of money?
He should be able to take it. He has to be established, right? I'm very established, and I want someone that is established who can provide and take care of himself. I mean, I'll put it this way. I make more than the average person, than the average black man.
And so what?
And I'm not looking for somebody to me as much as me, but you have to be established, right? You have to be.
Look, and black men don't give a fuck. The average black man is still better than you. You could still use some guidance from a 30K man. I don't think you're better than a 30K man, ma'am. And I do mean ma'am. I make more than the average black man. You're still a dingbat. You're still a delusional old dingbat.
She's a human! Leave her alone!
The best thing you could do is find you a dude who's struggling financially who treats you right and go ahead and deposit half your income into his account every month. That's your best bet. Or keep 20% so you can have some getaway money, because I'm sure you're going to need it, because all you do is run away from men and break up families and shit. So keep your little 20% and deposit 80% of your income into an average Joe man who treats you right. How much y'all think she make? I'm sure it's over six figures. We know every woman that come on Kendra G make over six figures. But what do that tell you? Do six-figure men have to come on ghetto YouTube shows to get pussy? No, but six-figure women do. What does that tell you about how much six figures boost your, you know, marketability on the dating market?
This motherfucker don't miss.
No, he's fucking good.
That motherfucker don't miss, man.
He's good.
In the heat of battle, he don't miss.
No.
In the heat of controversy, he don't miss.
You have to be a professional. I want somebody who enjoys the career that they have and not just doing a job that it's not a career, that's not long-term, that they're not passionate about. I am very passionate in what I do. In addition to my career in corporate banking, I also have a business. I'm a destination wedding planner.
Yes! Wow! Congratulations!
You sound like a dude. You're giving man energy. Nothing about how she's coming off is nurturing, caring, soft, sweet, gentle. Men are not attracted to this aura at all. And I don't care if she was the finest 50-year-old, fittest 50-year-old woman in the world. Men aren't attracted to this personality and demeanor. Fucking period. So even if this man is out there and he's looking for a 50-year-old woman who has her life together, yada, 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 he still wouldn't pick you.
She's a waste of fucking space, dude. She might be good to cut down her throat, something like that. And after that, she's fucking in the dating market. She's done.
Damn, let's see this workout body, girl.
Oh, see, look, I got to take the sweat off. You want me to take the sweat off?
Yeah.
You don't have to, but if you want to, if you want to show your workout body, let's see.
Hold on.
I said I'm 50 and fine. Don't play with her. 50 and fine. Let's see it, Valerie. You see men be saying that about the women, but I can see the arms.
Muscles.
I can see the arms. Oh, do look good.
Men don't want muscular women. Or maybe it's just me. I don't think men want a bitch on swole or a bitch who got all this definition in her arms. Bodybuilder body. Do men want a bodybuilder body?
No.
Men want fit but still soft and feminine. That just looked masculine and gross. No disrespect.
You look good. Okay.
Trust me when I tell you, I have no cellulite here. I go to the gym 4 days, some weeks, 5 days a week. So.
All right, Valerie, when was your last relationship?
A little over a year ago. I haven't dated since I've been divorced. I haven't been on any dates, anything. Oh. I've been literally just grinding with my business, taking care, doing stuff with my kids, traveling with my kids. Again, like I said, I'm a destination wedding planner on the side. So.
Whatever happens in the end, I will be a strong, powerful woman. It's your...
Yeah, you busy. You ain't got time for it, man. Keep doing that. Focus on your kids, focus on your destination weddings, and focus on your corporate finance. Yeah, and the reason why she ain't been going to the public gym, because she knows she can't compete. She knows she a grandma. She knows she an old grandma that ain't nobody checking for. Some young dudes will probably hit on it. You know what I mean? Because they just want some poon, any type of poon. Why don't you get you a, you know, what they call it? Why don't you be a sugar mama? That'll work.
You don't have to answer, but I'm going to ask. When's the last time you were intimate with someone? You don't have to answer.
Yeah, I want to answer that. But it's been several months. It's several months, but I haven't dated since I've been divorced. I haven't been on any dates, anything.
When did you get divorced?
September 2023.
Oh.
Why the fuck are you lying? Why you always lying? Oh my God, stop fucking lying.
This is a 50-year-old woman who's still having one-night stands and flings and situationships. That's fucking pathetic.
Which, as we all know, is completely ridiculous. But there is, however, honor in making a loser feel better.
But my husband was cheating and this and that. You're not so moral yourself. I'm not convinced you weren't cheating. You sure you didn't get a little get back? You sure you didn't get your lick back? She divorced her husband so she can get some new strange D. a few months ago. That's sick. You too old for that. You too old for random hookups.
Three flaws you have to work on.
Three flaws? I talk too fast. That's the New Yorker in me. Another flaw is probably... I don't know if you call it a flaw. I think I'm a little bit... My tolerance level, I think, is a little too high. I think I need to kind of...
Say it! Say it!
Be a little bit more... Less patient. I think I'm too patient. And I think that's why I've stayed in some of the situations I've had in the past longer than I should have. When God showed me something that I shouldn't. But that's one. I think another flaw is... What's another flaw? I don't know.
You know, I'm just tired.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves down the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.